proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. In our series regarding great invitations in the Bible, we look at God's invitation for His people to have communion or fellowship with Him. Throughout Scripture, God invited men to undertake actions that would encourage them to draw closer unto Him. All those who have received God's forgiveness for sins and His cleansing from sin, God offers to them the opportunity to enjoy fellowship or communion with Him. From the outset of human history, God has sought to associate with His creation. Before Adam and Eve sinned, for example, God would commune with them in the Garden of Eden, as recorded in the third chapter of the book of Genesis. According to Genesis chapter 5, Enoch, who lived several generations after Adam and Eve, Enoch, quote, walked with God, unquote. Abraham had fellowship with God on the plains of Mamre, as noted in Genesis chapter 18. Moses also experienced times of intimate communion with God. The narrative contained in Exodus chapter 33 observed that, quote, as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses, unquote. God confirmed that when in Numbers chapter 12, He informed Aaron and Miriam that, quote, with him, Moses, with him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches, unquote. In several of his Psalms, David enumerated various benefits afforded by his closeness to God. He knew that God would protect him, Psalm 4. He knew that God would answer his prayers, Psalm 6. He knew that God would bring him joy, Psalm 16. Communion with God strengthened David's faith in God and his trust in God. Such intimate fellowship becomes available to all who have received Jesus Christ the Savior. As part of the body of Christ, believers have a connection with Jesus Christ, who is the head of His church. As Paul wrote in the first chapter of 1 Corinthians, quote, God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, unquote. The Apostle John echoed that statement in the first chapter of his first epistle. He wrote, quote, truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ, unquote. In the fourth chapter of James' epistle, that writer exhorted his audience, quote, draw nigh unto God, and He will draw nigh unto you, unquote. Believers derive several benefits from their fellowship, their communion with God. For one, they have peace with God through Jesus Christ. Paul pointed that out in the fifth chapter of his epistle to the Romans. Such amity enables Christians to live free from worry or fear, to have the assurance that God will not abandon them in the tempests of life. Believers also possess unimpeded access to God the Father. In the fourth chapter of the epistle to Hebrews, that writer encouraged his readers that they could, quote, come boldly unto the throne of grace, unquote. They can do so and obtain divine mercy and grace to help them in time of need. Those that will do so by faith find God more than willing to meet their needs. In a world where people often deal with loneliness, the ability to enjoy fellowship with God constitutes a priceless delight. No barriers exist that are capable of depriving a Christian of enjoying communion with God. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.